I actually think that women appreciate and understand cars much more than men
well,
do.
Well, I think you personify your car a little bit more. In fact, you used to call your car your little baby car, and you'd pat it on the roof and stuff.
No,
like
I never
that.
Had the name. No, no, there's a huge difference. People who name their cars like, here's Betsy.
No. You never named it, but you did no, kind of treat it like a baby.
Yes, because there's an appreciation. I mean, especially when I had a stick-shift car, the turbo stick-shift car, the way that felt and the way that you feel when you're driving that kind of car, there is just pure appreciation for the fluid movement of it all.
Well, and actually, I'll give you another example where a woman feels it. If you go to skepticality.com and check out the whimsicality that Swoopy did on her Volkswagen Jetta.
Sent me that, I know.
that is a lovely piece, and that's where I think, you know, women feel it. Men talk about it, women feel it.
It was the ad campaign CEO.
That woman should hear what Swoopy did on that. I mean, at that point, I was in love with her car.
They would give Swoopy a Lamborghini.
Maybe that would be cool. I don't know if she wouldn't want it because she loves her little Jetta too much.
You've been listening to Armchair Apprentice with Marjorie and Michael Carino. You can reach us at apprentice@tubecast.com. Subscribe at apprentice.tubecast.com. Back up to the suites or down to the streets. It's up to you.